Senate Bill 43, an act to establish within the State Board of Chiropractic Examiners a disciplinary committee and an ethics committee, and to authorize a fee for peer review.
Morning, Mr. Chair.
Good morning.
Mr. Chair, committee members, good morning. My name is Brad Zell. I'm attorney for the South Dakota Board of Chiropractic Examiners. I'm attorney for Miller, South Dakota. Senate Bill 43 essentially allows the Board of Examiners, who currently has authority to act as a disciplinary board and an ethics board, to delegate some of this authority with their growing profession to committees that they could create. When we were initially trying to do this by regulation, LRC indicated to us that we needed statutory authority to delegate power to a committee. So that is the purpose of, you'll see in front of you, sections 2, which creates a disciplinary committee, and section 3, which creates an ethics committee. I think those sections speak for themselves. Essentially, that's what those two propose to do. Section 1 is an amendment to SDCL 36-5-19, which is a statute which creates a peer review committee within the Board of Chiropractic Examiners. There's also a provision that allows a committee to be created, and what we are asking an amendment to do to this statute would be to allow the board to charge a fee to cover the cost of doing a peer review. Currently, the peer review committee does charge a fee by policy. The fee only covers cost. It does not cover any other time or anything like that involved. What has been happening in the past, however, is that the cost of the reviews have been going up, and over fiscal year 1999 and fiscal year 2000 so far, the peer review process has been running in the red. In 1999, the peer review process was approximately $12,000 in the red, and so far, year to date, on December 31, 2000, the peer review process was $11,800 in the red. So what this amendment would allow is that the peer review committee could charge up to $750 for a review, and that review, however, would not be charged to a patient at all, and that is clear by the language that is in this statute. Senator Bogue, in the Senate Commerce Committee, made an amendment to make certain that patients would not be charged a fee for a requested peer review, and that was accepted by us, because currently the Board of Examiners do not charge a fee for a patient request and a review. They do charge for insurance companies or a doctor or the what they call third party payers who request a review. Just to explain what peer review actually does is it is a process where chiropractors are appointed from the state Board of Examiners to serve in what they call pods, groups of three, to review any type of services or charges that were rendered to a patient. And anyone can make the request, and that request then goes out to this pod, and usually it's in different geographic areas, to determine whether these services were necessary, two, whether the charges were reasonable, and whether the services themselves were actually reasonable. And then that review process then comes back and indicates to the board and to the doctor and to the patient what its findings are. If a doctor has found to have committed what they call negative reviews, five negative reviews in a one-year process, that doctor can be subject to discipline by the board. So it also serves another important consumer protection process. And as you can see by or understand by the information I'm providing, this process is starting to run in the red each year. And so that's why we're here asking for your support of this bill, so we can increase the fees to charge up to $750, but there would be no charge to any patient, only to those insurance companies or third-party payers requesting such service. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Zell. Any other proponents? Senate Bill 43.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Jeff Fox. I'm a registered lobbyist for the board. My apologies to my client and the committee for not being here on time. I had this down at 10 o'clock, so that's my mistake. I think Mr. Zell probably covered the bill fairly well from what I could hear. The board's currently doing it. I mean, they need this legislation to settle a problem with LRC and the Attorney General's office. One says they don't need it, they can do it by rule. One says, no, you have to have it in statute. This really lets them do what they've been doing. expands it a little bit with a fee increase. They've been charging a fee, and it's going to take a two-thirds on the floor, so if there's any questions on the bill, I'd be happy to try to answer them. Thank you, Mr. Fox.
Any other proponents? Senate Bill 43. Proponents. Any opponents? Senate Bill 43. Seeing none. Are there any committee questions? Representative Brown.
Now this one's for Brad Zell. As I understand your proceedings, there's a complaint registered against one of the chiropractors. Then, I want to carry this through, and then you have this review, but the cost of that review is paid by the doctor who is being reviewed. Is that correct?
No, Representative Brown. How it works is that it's not actually a complaint. It's a request for a review, and that can the doctor himself can request a review. The patient could request a review, or even the insurance company. It could be a health care provider, or it could be an auto insurer for MedPay provisions. So they request a review. If the patient requests a review, there is no charge. In other words, the expenses, though, are borne completely by the committee. If the doctor or the insurance company requests a review, then there is a fee that is charged to cover the cost. And currently, what is being charged for a doctor requesting a review is $250, the same as for an insurance company requesting a review of $250. Or if it's involving physical therapy or rehab, then that charge is $500 because then they have to hire a physical therapist to come and review this because it is services that are provided by a physical therapist under a prescription from a chiropractor. So it falls under different standards for review.
Follow-up question. As I understand it, then this request is because of overcharging a fee or they are not satisfied with the results of the chiropractor when he turns his report in? Or what is the review actually? What triggers it and what good does it do?
Okay. It could be any of those reasons. One reason for a review is a patient may feel that he's being overcharged for services. Or the insurance company, when the bill is submitted to them, may feel that the services were unnecessary or that they were too expensive. One prime example I see quite often is for the treatment of carpal tunnel syndrome by a chiropractor. Many times an insurance company seeks a review indicating whether or not that chiropractic treatment was necessary for that type of injury. And then it's a paper review. All the documents are submitted, and the pot of chiropractors determine whether it was necessary, whether the charges were reasonable, and whether the doctor did appropriate things to document correctly. One thing about the review, many times what will happen is if the pod or the committee recommends that certain fees not be paid, so far what they've found is 95% of the chiropractic physicians in the state honor that opinion of the committee. In other words, that the insurance company or the patient will not have to pay those non-recommended fees. So what does it do for the public? It keeps costs down. And it also protects the public that there isn't any unnecessary services being provided that shouldn't be.
Any other questions? Oh, excuse me, Representative Belandro.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. What scope does your disciplinary authority encompass?
Currently, the South Dakota Board of Chiropractors under statute, the board itself has the authority to receive complaints, have hearings on those complaints, and to then either take action or to dismiss any complaint. What they're seeking by Section 2 here is to delegate that authority to a committee to go through or screen some of those complaints, because as the profession is growing larger and larger, it's taking up more and more of the board's time to try to do those things that could be delegated to a committee. The board would still have that power that if a committee recommended, based upon a complaint by a patient or someone else, that discipline should occur, a hearing should be held, then the board would sit and have or hear that disciplinary matter. But at this point, what it'd do, this section, what is delegate some of that authority at least so a committee could sit outside the board and determine the merits of a complaint.
Mr. Chairman, if I could follow up. What statute of limitations on these type of disciplinary complaints?
I'm not aware that there are any statute of limitations at this point.
Any other questions? Seeing none, thank you very much. We'll close the public testimony and take discussion and or action on Senate Bill 43.
Mr. Chairman, move to pass.
Do pass motion by Representative Brown.
Second.
Seconded by Representative Hansen. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none. Do pass motion on Senate Bill 43. All those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. And the Secretary will call the roll.
Badalka?
Aye.
Frederick? Brown?
Aye.
Rensky?
Aye.
Hansen?
Aye.
Madsen?
Aye.
Nesselhoff? Olson?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Solem?
Aye.
Belandra?
Aye.
Siebert?
Aye.
Knut?
Aye. Do pass motion passes?
11.
11 to nothing. You're welcome. Senate Bill 43 goes to the floor. Do pass. Brings us down to below.